thrilled to be here, and we're happy to be invited. Thank you very much. We do have the wonderful Dorothy Peterson with us. We also have my great colleague, Stephen Hesla, and my other great colleague, Barbie Blegen. We're going to just kick it off here with a little celebration of Montana with an arrangement of the official state song with a couple other Americana nuggets thrown in there. This is an arrangement by Lucas Masenko, a student at the university. So we'll kick it off. Here we go. Well, we have, again, we have myself. Don't worry, the second half of our morning classics here this morning will not feature me or any of us. We'll have some students coming over, but class has intervened. So it's me and Barbara Blegen again in the middle. It's too bad y'all can't see what we're doing here because we actually have six hands on one piano. And so I'm on the top and we have Barbie Blegen in the middle and we have Steve Hesla down on the bass there. So real estate is at a premium. Fingers are flying. And this is a fun little piece. It's called Can-Can a la Rossini. So the French meet the Italians. We'll see who wins out. It's an arrangement by a British guy. His name is Philip Butal. We did one of his pieces last year on Pianissimo. It's called The Lone Arranger. And so you can kind of get a sense of what you're in for here. If you thought our state song had a mashup of several themes, just wait till you hear this one. I think it's over 50. We kind of lost count, didn't we? Or we stopped counting anyway. It's kind of a fun one. Thank you. Two guys, two pianos. We'll whittle it down. We'll have one fabulous woman and one piano coming up. But at the moment, we have two and two, or one and one, whatever that is. It's too early. We have the wonderful, inimitable Barbara Blagan here, and we're thrilled to have her in Missoula, in Montana, and in Studio B. This is a great piece that Barbie said, I just want to play this on pianissimo this year. It was so fun that it's a Gnomenreigen, which means Dance of the Gnomes, one of Franz Liszt's concert etudes, and I thought, that's really perfect. Our program this year had a seasonal theme to it, sort of an autumnal theme, top 20 classical hits theme, and I think this definitely fits in all of those. This is Gnomenreigen by Franz Liszt, by Barbara Blagan. Thank you. the wonderful Barbara Blagan. Alan R. Scott, you were talking about the Curtis Institute earlier and Samuel Barber bringing his students in to play on radio. Well, there's another wonderful Curtis Institute product right there, the wonderful Barbie Blagan. Unbelievable. So now for something completely different, we will turn to some Mozart with a two-piano arrangement for Eine kleine Nachtmusik. For those of you purists who only want to hear certain pieces played by the instruments they were written for, well, that's kind of what we're all about. As pianists, we play whatever we want to. This is a two-piano arrangement by Richard Sim of Eine kleine Nachtmusik, and I am joined with my great colleague, Stephen Hessler. Well, we're back in the studio here, and I actually just want to take a minute to say, you know, again, Alan was talking about Philadelphia. I just want to take a second to say a quick hi to my parents in Canada. It's very exciting Trudeau's back. But we're in the studio here with Scott Bilodeau, just fantastic former UM faculty member, current proprietor of Liquid Planet and entrepreneur extraordinaire, and also composer and pianist. We love having Scott around. He's been such a great supporter, great friend. So I'm going to turn it over to Scott to maybe talk a little bit about his piece, West Wind Chimes. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, this piece is hot off the press. Just premiered it at Pianissimo over the weekend. And it's a little play off of wind chimes. It's kind of the idea of luring people in from out of state to Montana. Most of my solo piano pieces are sort of vignettes of Montana. And so this is a little play off of wind chimes.
Thank you.
This is one of our great freshmen. She hails from Manhattan, Montana. Her name is Alexis Carrier. She's fabulous. She's just been a wonderful energy around here already in the first 2 months of being here and was willing to come and play on the radio and support public radio, which is fantastic. So we're happy to have her here. She's going to play the Rachmaninoff Prelude in B minor, Opus 32, number 10, by Sergei Rachmaninoff. I think I said that. And so we'll turn it over to her. We're coming back now. We have two students, wonderful students, our students here. I can't say enough about them. They're so awesome. I just find it a joy to be around them. We have Luke Larson and we have Stephanie Quist. They're going to play this fantastic arrangement of I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin. It's a set of variations and it's arranged by Gregory Stone. And so here we go. So Pianissimo, every year we try to make it a sort of variety show event. Almost everything plus jugglers. We have dancing bears, so that's pretty cool. So Megan McKeever is a great student of ours who we've loved for the last 2 years. She's been a flute and a theory graduate teaching assistant here at the U, but she's also a pianist. She studies with Steve Hesla, studied at St. Olaf, which was her undergraduate. Anyway, Steve said, hey, Megan's got this great voice and she writes these great songs. And I said, then let's throw her on Pianissimo. And she was more than thrilled to do it. She's more than thrilled to be here this morning. And we'll drag her around the state for a couple concerts in Kalispell next month and in Spokane in December with the gang. We're like the Partridge Family. Megan, I don't know if you want to say something. Megan, your mic's on there if you want to introduce your piece. Would that be cool?
Yeah, so this piece is basically designed to inspire people who are scared to use their voice and just empowering them by encouraging them to use it.
And it's entitled?
Boys.
Wonderful. All right.
Do you stand and face the danger, or sit and play it safe? Do you let the devil take control, or do you still try to save the day? Well, a bad case of dry mouth makes the words not come out like they used to.
Yeah, again, you know, as pianists, we're fortunate. We can play all music, any instrumentation. We can do it in many ways. We can do it on two pianos. This is 3 on 88. Yeah, it's kind of a blood sport. You got to watch out. Fifth fingers can easily become stabbing weapons. When piano real estate is at a premium, blood will be drawn. It's worth it. We bleed for our art around here. So this is all great. I got to just say, I love being here on Pledge Week. Our students love doing it. After Alexis played, I said, I didn't tell you this in advance, but just so you know, that was statewide and there's probably thousands of people listening. Her eyes widened. It was kind of cute. This is just such a great experience for us to be able to do this. So thanks for having us. And it's such an important reason for doing it. So if you like piano, if you like what we're doing here, light them up and show your support and we'll do more of it. This is a neat piece. You know, when programming pianissimo, I have to kind of go far and wide to find repertoire because we try to not do repeats from program to program. This is one I found. His name is Giannis Antonopoulos, and he's in Greece. And I found this piece through a professional trio that plays six hands at one piano, and I contacted him through the wonders of Facebook, and he sent me the score. So it's this neat piece. It's a mashup, I guess an arrangement of several Joplin rags. It's called Rag Me Baby One More Time. So it's a series of Scott Joplin rags by Giannis Antonopoulos. Our pianists are Stephanie Quist. In the middle, we have Adam Sears. Good luck in there, Adam. And on the far end, we have Scott Hamilton playing on the bottom part. I guess we'll end with sort of a bumble set. It's a duel of the bumblebees, literally, and actually the first piece is called Duel of the Bumblebees. And we'll follow that up with another variation on a bumble theme. So this is a piece that actually I asked these two gentlemen, these guys every year at Pianissimo, they sort of raise the stakes. It's Michael Zarling and Scott Kolyanin, two of our greats. So I said, why don't you play Funny the Bumblebee? And here's this arrangement. And they went, meh. I'm like, oh, all right. And then they came back to me and said, we found this fabulous one on YouTube. The arranger is, I think, her name's Sonia Belasuova. Rimsky-Korsakov, Flight of the Bumblebee, arranged for two pianos. They said, we want to do this one instead. I'm like, go for it. So this is called Duel of the Bumblebees. It's fast, it's furious, and it's quick as lightning. So here we go. Thank you. Nice work, gentlemen. That was Duel of the Bumblebees, arranged by Sonia Belasuova, performed by Michael Zarling and Scott Kolyanin, the deadly duo. We will stay with our sweet as honey theme here, and you won't get stung if you donate to Montana Public Radio. Okay, I'm done. This is Bumble Boogie, a famous arrangement of that same sort of theme. I believe it's in Fantasia, if I'm not mistaken, and it is arranged by Jack Fina. We have four pianists at two pianos for this number. We have Julian Yazchek and Scott Hamilton on piano one, Luke Larson and Adam Sears down on piano two. And so this is a fun arrangement for two pianos, eight hands. It's a lot of hands, a lot of fingers. Thank you for having us today. We've been thrilled to be here. Keep an eye on Celebrate Piano Series, and more importantly, give to Montana Public Radio. What they do here is an amazing gift and resource for our state, for our people, for those who love music and those who love just being informed. Take it away, gentlemen. Bumble Boogie.